Daimler Chrysler will recall 600,000 pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles because of a ball joint problem. The automaker had originally resisted a government request to recall the vehicles, but as Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports, the company quickly took action after the public saw a television story about the issue.
The recall affects the four-wheel drive versions of the Dodge Durango Sport Utility Vehicle and the Dodge Dakota pickup truck from the 2000 through 2003 model years. The problem is with the upper ball joint, a part that connects the wheel assembly to the body of the vehicle. Company officials say moisture can seep into the part and cause it to corrode. Over time, that can weaken the ball joint and allow it to separate. The results can include the collapse of the suspension and even a wheel falling off the vehicle. Daimler Chrysler's Mike Aberlich says the automaker has received several reports of ball joint problems, but few severe cases.
We have reports of about 100 potential separations. We know of one accident that led to an injury, according to NHTSA, but most of the reaction really came from people who were paying money to replace those ball joints.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, opened an investigation into the issue last year. The federal safety agency eventually determined there was enough of a problem to request a recall. But Daimler Chrysler originally disputed the request, saying the problem did not rise to the level of a safety defect. Automakers rarely refuse to recall a vehicle, but it has occasionally happened. This process usually takes place out of public view. But on Thursday night, CBS broadcast a report disclosing NHTSA's investigation and its request. The report cited several consumers who say wheels fell off their vehicles. Daimler Chrysler's Mike Aberlich says the television report was overblown and short-circuited the recall process.
It always impacts it when there is a report that is designed to promote fear. And in this case, we think much of that was unwarranted because some of the cases that were highlighted in that report, we found that we didn't believe that they were caused by excessive wear.
Auto analyst James Hall says Daimler Chrysler ran out of time to follow the process as soon as the public found out about the issue. While there are vehicle recalls all of the time for many different reasons, he says this one is different.
This was a case where the downside was the wheel falling off of a vehicle, or that was the way NHTSA described it. That's a very strong visual image when you think about it. A wheel falling off a product is not the same as the rivets holding the vehicle identification number were non-compliant.
While Hall says there's no perfect formula for an automaker to handle a vehicle recall, he thinks some ways are better than others. Daimler Chrysler's Mike Aberlich says the company simply made the decision to go ahead and recall the trucks to put customers' minds at ease.
We certainly have been working with NHTSA for some time, and we've been trying to investigate this for some time. But I think the bottom line is when your customers are led to believe that they should have some concern, you want to respond to that as quickly as you can. And that's what we did.
Aberlich says dealers will make repairs to the recalled vehicles at no cost to consumers. Affected owners will be notified by mail beginning later this month. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.